Hey, good morning. This week's daf was daf Yud Zayin, the last daf in the first perek of Erevin. The last mishnah in the first perek on daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph tells us Arba Dvorim Potru B'machane, that Chazal, in regarding to a machane, Rashi says, Hayek is a mulchoma. You have a camp, a group. Unfortunately, bring from Yerushalmi, Ben Chananam, the size of a machane, the Kamehain machane. Bechin Yerushalmi says, it's 10 people, make up of a machane. Okay, you have this camp that's going a mulchoma. So Chazal gave certain leniencies to them. Four things. The last thing that's mentioned is Mila Arev. That they're exempt from making an Erev. The last piece of Gemara Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis we're going to discuss today. The Gemara says as follows. Right, once again, the Mishnah says that this machanem hayetzis l'mulchoma is potter from the regular requirement of eruv. Amid ve'er b'yanai lo yishon ela eruv v'chatzeris aval eruv v'tchumen chayovim. There's two dinim of eruv. They have the same name, but they're two different halachas. Eruv v'chatzeris. Is when you have two chatzeres that you want to be able to carry one from the next. So an Erev is required. In the machna, that would be if they set up two separate mechitzes, two separate areas, in order to be carried from one to the next, normally it would be required an Erev, and over here they wouldn't have to. However, the Gemara says, but Eruv Tchumen, what's the din of Eruv Tchumen? Eruv Tchumen is that we know the din of Tchum Shabbos, that one is only, was only allowed to walk out. Right? This is talking about how far a person could travel. Eruv Tchum, the Tchum, right? Tchum is a limit. How when a person could travel out, and we're familiar with the Tchum of Alpayim Amos, 2,000 Amos, from, let's say, the outskirts of the city, wherever the measurement starts, 2,000 amos. A person wants to walk further than that, then he needs to make an Erev. It's called an Erev Tchumen. Otherwise, a person is limited to 2,000 amos. So the Mishnah says over here, the Gemara, I'm sorry, says over here, that this that the Mishnah says that this machane is exempt from making the Erev, that's only Erev Chatzeres. However, Erev Tchumen, they have to. And therefore, if they would want to walk from the camp more than 2,000 amos in one direction, then they would have to make an Erev. They're not exempt from that. And the Gemara says, what's the basis of this? Why does the Beir of Yanai feel that even though the Mishnah mentions Erev, which could have included both, but it's limited, it only means Erev Chatzeres, not Erev Tchumen? So the Beir Abiyana explains the Toni Reb Chiya. Abraisa from Reb Chiya says the following: Loikin al eruv tchumen v'atayru. One is over the Issa tchumen is chayv malchus min atayru, because eruv tchumen is the raisa. Eruv tchumen is the raisa, so Chazal can't allow a leniency in something which is the raisa. Chazal could only be lenient towards something which is their own takana. If it's their requirement, they could say in certain situations we're not going to require it. But Eruv Tchum, which is the Raisa, person's Chayav Malkus, where a person walks past the Tchum, so such a thing that's not in their power to give an exemption, and therefore when the Mishnah says the machane is pot from Erev, it's only referring to Eruv Chatzer, which is Rabbanon, and not Eruv Tchum. That's how the Gemara explains this difference. And that Gemara asks the following question. Mask for Rabbi Yonason. Yonason has a question on this. V'chi loikin alav sheba'al. Do we get Malkus on a lav which is expressed in a loshen of al as opposed to loy? This is what he seems to be asking. At this, that one gets Malkus on a loy sase. It's only if the Torah expresses in a loshen of loy. Loy do this, loy do that. Loy seichal kol nevela. But over here, it's expressed in loshen of al. What's the pasuk I'm referring to? The pasuk that I'm referring to is, it says, al yete ish mim koimai. A person shouldn't leave his place. And we're understanding that the place over here refers to the tchum. The tchum he is, let's say, the 2,000 amas. If he walks past the 2,000 amas, he's over this isra of al yete ish mim koimai. And that Rabbi Yonason seems to be asking that Rabbi Chiya had said that one is chayv malchus for being over the Isser of Tchumen, on that he's asking, why is there a malchus? It's expressed with al, not loy. That's his question. Now, the question that he's asking over here, in this context, if we'd accept this question, what is this question directed at? And does this question affect what our Gemara was using Rav Chiya for? Apparently not. The point of our Gemara is that there's a difference between Eruv Tchum and Eruv Chatzeris. Eruv Chum is Drabon, Eruv Tchum is the Raisa. So now whether you like it or not is irrelevant. He's not contending whether it's a Raisa or not. He's just saying that being that the Torah expressed it, this Isser, with the Lashon of Al, so that's not the Lashon which the Torah gives Malchus for such an Aveir. Right? And the truth is that we know that. There's something called an Isser Asay, right? If the Torah expresses not to do something in a positive way, that you have to do this, and therefore, you know, or however it is in the Torah, if the Torah doesn't express it in a loy sasef form, even though it's an iser, you're prohibited from doing something, it's called an iser asay, and then nachayv malchus, right? So it's a derayis, huh? But nachayv malchus. So this kash that he's asking over here, in this form as it is right now, L'chaira is not really relevant to our Gemara. Granted, let's accept that you're not chayv malchus, but it doesn't take away from the fact that it's a deraisa. And the point of our Gemara was that something that's a deraisa, Chazal can't give a heter on that for Bnei HaMachnei. Fine, so that means according to this, if this is the understanding of the Kasha, so he's asking a question just on the branch itself, how Reb Chiya said it, but it doesn't really make a difference for how our Gemara is using it. Okay, so the question is, he said that Yechayv Malkus made a raisa, and on that his question is that if the Torah doesn't express it with loy, only with an al, then you're not Yechayv Malkus. On that, the Gemara says, Maskef lor b'achar b'yankif, el me'atam. If that's true, the chsiv, there's another pasuk that says, al tiftum el ha'oivais v'al ha'yid o'inim. There's another lav in the Torah which talks about a person shouldn't turn to certain forms of witchcraft, or know exactly what this is. Fortune tellers, future tellers, and hachanami deloiloki. Do you mean to say you're telling me that if the Torah expresses a lav, expresses a loisaseh with al as opposed to loyinachayim makos? Well, we have this one right over here, which seems to be a davar pasha to the more that you definitely are like, yeah? And he said, well, it's expressed with an al over here, right? So what Rabbi Yonason is saying doesn't seem to be true, because even though it's expressed with an al is included in the expressions of a loisa saying which will get a malchus. Now Tosis over here makes a point that there are different reasons why a loy sase might not get a malchus. Now, even if it is expressed with a clear loy, but there are shitas, and that's how we pass. Lav she'ein b'maisa is ein loykin olo. Alright, a lav, this Yechayev Malchus is only if the lav has an action to it. But if there's no action to it, that means this lav, one is even trained versus in a lower form, he's not Chayev Malchus for that. So over here, there's no action. That's this Tosfos over, if you see, the fourth Tosfos on the page, Al Tifnol Ha'oivos, Ha'chanam Galaki, Vim Toimar, Tosfos asks, the word of Vim Toimar is the way Tosfos expresses a question, right? If you'll say, right? He means to ask a question with that. In a chanami, it's taka true. You're not like it. The lav shem be ma'isahu. It has no ma'isah. So why is the Gemara asking? It's so simple that you are like it. The Gemara is saying, and therefore the fact that the al and the loy doesn't make a difference. Tais asks the question, but in truth, you're really not like it, but for a different reason. So why is the Gemara assuming over here that you are like it? There's no ma'isah. So on that, Tais tells us, you're telling me the parochman they're ma'loikin alav. It's actually ma'loikis whether one is ma'loika on a lav shein b'maisa. There's a man, the Omar, that says lav shein b'maisa, you all like it. So according to him, the fact it's an action or not does make a difference, and therefore you all like it. And from him, we'll be able to see that one will get malchus, even though it's expressed with a lashon of al. Inami Taisu says, akim asfos of have b'maisa, or maybe the moving of the lips in this situation, not always does that help, but the Gemara says such a svara in certain instances. Other Rishonim say that maybe there is some other kind of actions which are involved over here. So that's why the Gemara is able to bring a raya from over there, because definitely over there one does get malchus, right? Whether it's according to everyone or not, but there definitely is a basis that there's a chi of malchus over there, and therefore we see that the fact that the Torah expresses it with lashon of al as opposed to loy doesn't make a difference. So therefore, the Gemara is basically saying right now that we don't understand what Rabbi Yonason was asking. There's no difference, Aloloi. So the Gemara comes, the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yonason, Hochi Kashale. Now this is really what Rabbi Yonason meant to ask. When he was saying that, V'chiloikin, Alav Sheba'al, what he meant to say was like this: Lav shnitlas horas misus bezdin, v'chol lav shnitlas horas misus bezdin ein loikin olof. What he meant to say over here was that it's a lav shnitlas horas misus bezdin. Now, what this means, Gemara uses this concept, where Makis and other places talks about this. What this means is like this. Rashi explains it over here. Olav, Oloisa say, is as follows. We know that the din is that the Torah only gives malchus only if the Torah warns, gives a warning, which is when the Torah expresses not to do something in a olav fashion. Right? You need a lav. Now, if for some reason, even if there is a loy sase, a lashon of loy over here, but if it's being used for something else, then it's not available for the warning of the malchus, one won't be chayiv malchus. Many lavin, there is more chomer, more stringent punishment, more than malchus. There's a chayiv misa of some form. And that chiyav misa is an oynish, and that also needs the azhara, it needs the lav. And therefore, in such a situation, even though definitely the person's over, he's over a lav, right? And that's why he's being chiyav misa. But in this situation, the lav, the warning, which the word to which the loy is being used for, the warning is used for the chiyav, the punishment of the misa's bezin, and therefore there is no azhara for the malchus over here. Now, what that is relevant for us is really in a situation where for some reason he's not going to get the misa. And if he didn't get the misa, generally we know the klal is that you wouldn't get two punishments. Right? So even if there is a warning over here sufficient for the chiv misa and the malchus, you still wouldn't get the malchus. But in a situation where a person won't get the chiv misa, let's say there was no hasra on the misa, he wasn't warned for the misa, right? and he was warned for Malchus. Let's say the Edom, they made a mistake, right? And they tell him, listen, if you do this Avera, you chayiv Malchus. Right? In truth, he's really chayiv Mus, chayiv Misa. But the Edom, so the warning was a warning for Malchus to be lashed, and not for Misa. So in this situation, he can't possibly get Misa because he wasn't warned that this Averus will bring him Misa. But what about the Malchus in the situation? Will he get Malchus in the situation? So that's what this halacha over here comes in, that this lab was nitten, was given for a warning on the punishment of Misa. Therefore, it's not available to warn for the Malchus. And in this situation, therefore, he won't be punished for the Malchus because the Torah itself didn't warn him for the Malchus. That's the halacha over here. So the Gemara over here is using that concept. Now, there's an important Rashi over here, which explains the Gemara. If you look in the Rashi, Rashi says, "Lav shenitin lazharis misus bezin." You see, it's that Rashi over here, which the different maskels is in the parentheses. "Lav shenitin lazharis misus bezin." This lav, this warning, was given, was directed to warn for the misa, the punishment of Mrs. Bezdin. The Salka Daitach, the more at this point, thought, Al Yoitzi Hu, that the Kavanah of this Pasuk, we're all dealing with this Pasuk, which literally says, Al Yoitzi Ish Bim Kaiman. But the more at this point, the word Al Yoitzi means that you shouldn't go out. The more at this point, thinks that we translate the pasuk as al yoytzi. Don't bring something. Don't carry something. V'nafkulon hoytzo meshus l'shus minei. And we learn from there something else, which is one of the Lamentes Malachas, which we're familiar with, that the Lamentes Malachas, v'sasa kol malacha, the Torah says a number of times that there's a chi of misa. So the Gemara at this point is thinking that this pasuk of al yoytzi means al yoytzi, you shouldn't carry something, and therefore this pasuk is the source of hoytzo mershus lershus. Hoytzo means carrying, right? Not, there's two things over here, a little confusing, right? There's carrying something, it's hoytzo, and then there's the person himself walking out of the tchum, walking out of the area that he's supposed to stay. So our sugya over here, v'ruv tchumin, deals with the person walking further than he's supposed to walk. The Gemara right now is saying that what Rabbi Yenison meant to ask was that this pasuk that we're dealing with, which we thought is the source of the raisa dikadin of tchum, that pasuk is talking about caring. There's a chi of misa. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara's question over here, that the Gemara at this point is thinking that this pasuk is not even discussing walking out. This pasuk is discussing hoytzah. And on that the Gemara answers, Omar Ravashi, Miksiv al Yoitzi, al Yeitze Ksiv. On that, Ravashi says, well, it doesn't say al Yoitzi, it says al Yeitze, that you shouldn't go. And being that the Pasuk says al Yeitze, so it is talking about Tchumen walking out. Now, according to when Rashi learns the Gemara, the point of Rabbi Yenison's Kasha, the way the Gemara is explained right now, is that the Pasuk itself is talking about Hoitzo. Now, on the one hand, there is a gain how Rashi is learning the Gemara, because the Gemara apparently is saying that this pasuk is not talking about tchum at all. So therefore, this kash that Rabbi Yenison is asking will be relevant to our discussion in the Gemara. And he's saying that tchum is not a deraisa, and he's asking on the whole point over here. Tchum is not a deraisa, definitely. Reb Chiya is saying that tchum is the rice, even chayv malchus, and that Benison would be asking that it's not the rice at all. It's not the rice, so then our whole loishanu falls off. Mm-hmm. And that the Gemara answered that no, It is the Raisa, because the way you're understanding the pasuk, that's all about caring, is not true, because the way the pasuk says, al yetze. However, Tosfos asks, the Rishonim will ask, on the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that if that was the kavana of the Gemara, that we're having a shakvatari over here, that the Gemara, the back and forth of the Gemara over here is, whether this pasuk is a source, what's the pasuk talking about? Is the pasuk talking about going, walking itchum, walking a distance, or the pasuk talking about carrying something, like dalamas, really, if you're carrying it, or even less, right? Mishus l'shus, actually, it's not a dalamas, it's really mishus l'shus, you're carrying from one mishus to another mishus, right? That's the question, what we're talking about over here, that's the back and forth of the Gemara, and the basis of the question is that this pasuk is not even discussing tchum, so how could we say that someone is over tchum, is over the raisam? That would be the Gemara's question. So Tosfos asks, why is the Gemara bringing in this concept of lav shenitin las horas misses bezdin? Why is that important? That's not the point. The point over here is that the pasuk is not talking about tchum; it's talking about haitzo. That's a question that Tosfos asks. How Rashi learns the Gemara? Therefore, Tosfos learns that. That's not the shaktar Gemara over here. Everyone agrees that the pasuk itself includes two things actually. The pasuk itself is referring to both of these aspects, and no one ever contended whether it was a deraisa or not, right? And therefore, once again, according to Tosfos, so this Gemara, the question even at this point of the Gemara. Is not relevant to the original statement that the Gemara made, where, as far as being that it's a deraisa, so there's no heter b'machaneh. The question over here is that how yichayev malchus, even though the Torah Taka talks about it and Torah gives a azhara on it. However, being that this same pasuk is being used for hoitzah, carrying an object from one mishus to another mishus, and that is punishable by misa, so you can't get malchus for such a thing because it's nitten. Las horas misses bezmin, because the lav is being used for a chiv misa. That's why the Gemara is asking with this concept, because the Gemara is agreeing that definitely there is a pasuk which Taka talks about the issa of tchumin. That's right. It's definitely is a deraisa. But if the question is whether you're loike or not, and that the Gemara says, well, you're not loike for this rule of lav shenit las horas misses bezmin zayn loike in all of. Now, point to that, what's Rav Ashi answering? So Tosfos explains that what Rav Ashi is answering is that being that the pasuk doesn't say al yetze, it says al yetze, therefore the ikr, the main issur that the pasuk is coming to say is the issur of tchum, and therefore you would be like it, because we the lav that it said over here is given for the issur tchum, not for the chi of malchus. The Iker Posik, the Iker Issa that said in the Posik is the Iker Tchum. That's the Shakvataya in the Gemara. That's how Tosfos is most showing him learning the Gemara over here. Okay, that's as far as the Shakvataya of the Gemara. Now let's see, now walking away from this Gemara, it would seem to be, for us, something a little new to us, that this Gemara over here seems to be saying that Tchumen is the Raisa. Tchumen is the Raisa. There's a Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam has two main svarim. You have the Yarech HaZoko, right? That's the number of volumes. And you have the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which he counts the Tayag Mitzvahs, like many Rishonim do, Achoiks in which Mitzvahs go into the Tayag. So the Rambam in Mitzvahs Lois HaSei Shin Chof Aleph says as follows. He says, He Shehezironu, this Azhoro is warning us Shle Lahale Chus L'Tchum Hamedina b'Shabbos. Person should not walk outside of the tchum. A good word for tchum. The
boundary.
Okay, we'll use that word. of the Medina on Shabbos. V'hu amoroi, al yetzei ish v'mkoy mebe mashvi. This pasuk that we're dealing with, al yetzei ish v'mkoy mebe mashvi, v'mkoy mebe mashvi. What's mekoy mebe, what that refers to? That refers to the tchum ha-medina. Because we look at the whole Medina area as that's, you know, where he is. And then he has the extension of the Tchum HaMedina. If he's not in the Medina, the Gemara talks about he's out. Right? So then he'll have Dalad Amas and he'll count from there. Uvo HaKabolo. Oh, the Rambam says that we have a Kabolo. Possibly Halacha Meshmi Sinai. Whatever Kabolo here means. Shugvul HaLicha Shehi Asuro. Then Rambam says we have a pikabolo. What is the exact shear of this? What's considered tchum hamdina? We have a kabolo. So the truth is that the Gemara later on really has some kind of limud that the Gemara learns from the Ori Halvim, talks about over there, the area surrounded certain cities. Is Alpayim Amma. The Gemara does have a limit concerning this. Maybe that's what the Rambam is referring to. Akoponim, that we have a way of learning that the shear of this is 2,000 Ammas. If a person steps out, Afil Amma Achas, he's over the system. Loshna Mechilta, he brings, Ayetis Mekome El Alpayim Amma. Uve Gemara Erevin, now he brings all Gemara now. Omru, Loikin, Al isit chumen dvar teira. Right? And it's a Gemara. This is a Gemara. Rambam passing, like it says in a Gemara. Right? That the Rambam is saying over the Sefer Mitzvahs. A Gemara says, "Loikin an isit chumen dvar teira." This is the Rambam over here. Many Rishonim ask on the Ramban over here in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that in Shas. It's very clear that there's actually machlokes tanoim concerning this. There is such a shitas, Rabbi Kiva, maybe other singular tanoim that hold such a thing, that tchumen is deraisa. However, the shitas rabbonon argue on that, and they hold that tchumen is rabbonon. It's very clear in many places. Therefore, lahalocha, that we shouldn't be counting as the Issa Tchumen as a deraisa, because the way we should be passed like Rabbi Kiva, we should be passing like the Rabbanan, that whole Tchumen is not a deraisa. Now this Rambam apparently is coming, he says he's coming from this Gemara, and this is like, you know, a stomach Gemara. The Gemara doesn't make any mention over here, and it would seem to be from this Gemara that, you know, this is the accepted view. As a matter of fact, Rav Ashi himself over here is coming to explain this shita. We know that Ravina and Rashi, they were the ones who set up the Gemara, and they were the Basroi. So since Rav Rashi is going according to this halacha, so that might have been the basis of the Rambam. But many of the other Rishonim, most of the other Rishonim feel that it's not true. You see from other Gemara that Rabbi Kiva is considered yichido in this, and halacha is not like that.
So the question being, fine. So if tanchum is derabbanan, so how? So which? What does the Mishnah mean? I think that would be the question.
Okay. We'll see. See, the truth is that's not really a question, because in our Gemara, because tchumen was the rai, so we limited what the Mishnah was talking about, right? If you held that tchumen is not the rai, so you just won't hold this limitation. But we'll get to that, right? Right, we're not worse off in the Mishnah if tchum is drabonon. Right, that means this whole piece of Gemara doesn't start, and you would learn the Mishnah like, you know, like before you saw the Gemara, that it maybe refers to all kind of erudim. The Rambam, however, an interesting thing over here that the Rambam in the Yad HaZokah says differently from then what he says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, right, and the Rishonim say that he was choizer. He changed his mind from the time he wrote that sefer to he wrote this. He rethought it and decided otherwise. So, la halacha in Psak, Rambam says differently. if you would see in the beginning, in the Rambam Hilcha Shabbos, Perek Chov Zayin, Perek 27, right at the beginning, he talks about this. Hayetze chos l'tchum ha-medina b'shabbos loike sh'ne'emar, ayetze ish m'koim ha-memashvi. Starts the same way. Mokim ze hu tchum ir. He says like this. V'loi nitna Torah shi l'tchum ze. The Torah did not give us a shir. How big is this tchum? Aber chachom hatiku sh'tchum ze hu chutz l'shneim osor mil. However, the Chachomim gave us over that the shear that we're talking about is the shear of 12 mil, a new number, 12 mil. Keneged Machne Yisrael. Machne Yisrael, Gimel Parsois, the Gemara says, in a few places, 12 mil is Gimel Parsois. Paras is 4 mil. So Ram over here saying a new shear. He's not talking about Paim Amma. He's talking 2,000 Ammas over here, right? He's talking about Gimel Parsois, 12 mil. Then he adds, "Umidivrei soifim shlo yetzi adam chutz liir ella alpayim amu, avol chutz lalpayim amu also." The din drabonon not to go 2,000 amos. Right? So the Rambam over here is clearly saying that there's two things. Right? There's a tchum which is the raisa, which is yud beis mil, gimel parsois. That's that shear. That shear, where does that come from? That's machne. So ayetze ish mim koymai, that refers to from the machne, right? From the machne, and then that's the din deraisa. And then there happens to be an addition that Rabbanan gave. They asked us even to go 2,000 amas. That's the Rambam says over here.
What's a mil in amas? What's a mil in amas?
Could be.
Each mil is 24,000 almost. Yeah. We'll look it up. Okay.
So Ram says Nushir over here. Now, okay, so Rambam was Chayzer. He changed his mind from what he said there, but where does this come from? Where does this come from? So the riff on Ar Gemara, if you look at the riff in the back on Ar Gemara, the last piece in the riff, in the perek over here, we have a chance. I'm not going to go through it right now. We'll press for time. That the riff brings Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi discusses what is the tchum that the pasuk is referring to, and the Yerushalmi is the one who makes mention of such a shear of Yud Beis Mil. And based on this Yerushalmi of Yud Beis Mil, and this could be, we'll see in a minute, maybe how the Rambam is learning our Gemara, the Rishonim bring from Aravid that Ar Gemara over here, even though at first glance Ar Gemara would sound like Ar Gemara is talking about the customary Alpayim Amma, and is saying that the Alpayim Amma is the Rais, is Lake and Olav, and that's the basis of the difference that the Heter doesn't apply over here, and would sound like Ar Gemara is going according to Rabbi Akiva. However, the Ravid says that no. That, of course, halacha we paskin that the tchum of alpayim amma is rabbonim, and the more over here, when the more talks about tchum in the raisa, he's not talking about alpayim amma. We're talking about the second step, which we saw in the Rambam, which its source is the Yerushalmi. That's what he's talking about, and what our Gemara is saying as follows. The Gemara is making a difference between Eruv Chatzes and Eruv Tchum, and definitely in the Mishnah, the Eruv Tchum I'm talking about is the 2,000 Amos. However, the Gemara is going like this. The Gemara is saying that being that in the Din of Tchum, there is a source in the Torah gives an Issa to Tchum, Granted, that tchum is much larger. It's Yud Beis Mil. But being that tchum has a source in the Torah, and you like it, if you go out of that shir, so that makes it that the din of tchum is more chum. So therefore, even the din Rabbanon of 2,000 Amis, we didn't give a heter on that. That's what this Gemara over here means. So definitely our Gemara over here, we're not going to be Kiva, we don't pass going to be Kiva, but what our Gemara is in, the basis of the chilk that our Gemara is making over here is that being that the din of tchumim has in it a deraisa, there is a deraisa to tchum, Yud Beis Mil, and that's what Reb Chiya is talking about over here in the deraisa, that you like it for such a thing, if you go that. So being that tchum has a source in the Torah, and it's possible to be like it in a Torah for going out of the tchum, so the din rabbanon point that is based on a din deraisa, that gives it a special stringency, and that's why Chazal didn't want to be matir b'machne. Right? Only the Ruv HaTzeres, which is not based on a din deraisa. Right, and that's l'chore how the Rambam in the Yad will learn this Gemara.
So is that shver? Is the Rambam shver? I mean, according to Sefer Mitzvos, maybe the Rambam meant over there Yud Beis Mil. Is it derived? In Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam brings down that it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah deraisa of tumchumen. Maybe he meant over there Yud Beis Mil.
No, he says clearly it's alpayim. Right? Uvak habolo shegvul ha'alicha. I'm reading it right now. This is what he said. Right? She has a mashen noisef alpayim amu chutz b'namdina fila ama achas. Right? He's very clear. Speaks out alpayim amu over here. Right? There's really no room for a question what the shir he's talking about. Now, he definitely is talking about over here alpayim amu. So far over here, what we have over here is this is the second possibility. The first possibility is one which is a Rambam that maybe lahalocha we would paskin that tchumen is the raisa like Rabbi Akiva, shita Rabbi Akiva. That was the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. That even the Rambam himself seems to have been chayzer from that, and we don't paskin that. However, Rambam paskins based on this sugi over here, which definitely the sugi would seem to be a source of halacha. The sugi over here is a stam sugi. There's no one argues on it. It's brought down. There's a Ravashi over here. Right. The second sheet that we mentioned over here is the Rambam and the Yad. The Raiva that the Rishonim bring is that the sugi over here is not going according to Rabbi Akiva. When we're talking about Tchum deraisa, we're not talking about Apayimam, we're talking about Yud Beis Mil. And like we mentioned before, but the mere fact that Tchum has a source in the Torah gives the general concept of Tchum a certain Chomer, and that's why even on the Drabbanan Dika level, they didn't want to give a heter on it. However, the majority of the Rishonim, Ramban, Rashi, Ritva, and the Ramban says even in the Rif, who brings the Yerushalmi, doesn't the Rif doesn't mean to paskin like it says in the Yerushalmi. All these Rishonim say that in the entire Bavli, there's no mention at all to such a shir of Yud Beis Am. Of Yud Beis Mil, no mention at all, and therefore, we should take out from over there that the Bavli doesn't hold of such a thing. And the rule is that when there's a machlokes between the Bavli and the Shalmi, we paskin like the Talmud Bavli, and therefore, they all say that la'alocha there is no such thing as Yud Beis Mil. The only shear that we have is alpayim amma, and that's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and other. And other tanurim. And therefore, they say like this, that this Gemara that we're having over here happens to be going according to Rabbi Akiva. And that's true. The very Rabbi Yana, very important, and this will come out, a point that you raised before, that the very Rabbi Yana, and Rabbi Chiya for that matter, happened to hold up Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Chiya holds up Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Yana paskins like that. That's why he mentions this shita. Even Rav Ashi in the Gemara, the Rishonim say, don't take out that Rav Ashi personally holds like this. He's just calling to explain a question, to answer a question that was asked on this. But that's not because he personally holds like that. And therefore, all these Rishonim say that this sugya happens to be going according to Shitas Rabbi Akiva. But there's not a source to take out Lahalacha. And not only that, but like you mentioned before, in the Pirush of the Mishnah also, therefore, there'll be a difference. That according to Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva holds that Tchumen is the Raisa, so you're right, on such a thing, Chazal couldn't have given the Kula to the Menachene, and therefore, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, so, you can, and so you'll translate the Mishnah in that way, and maybe this Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, but if you want to translate the Mishnah according to Rabbi Akiva, then you're right. Then you'll have to limit the Tchum, the Erev that it says in the Mishnah, and not the Tchum. However, definitely lahalocha. If you want to see how this din is gonna come out in Shulchan Aruch, the Rishonim will say that being that we pass on Darbonon, that all tchumen is Darbonon. There's no source at all for a tchum in the Torah. So therefore, there is no difference between eruv v'chaseis and tchumen. And therefore, lahalocha, this that they pass the b'machane will include both. And even in the Pirush of the Mishnah itself, according to that if we don't want to limit the Mishnah to Rabbi Akiva, we want to explain the Mishnah according to that Rabbanan also, this the Loshonu that says in the Gemara won't be applicable according to the Halacha Dika Pirush of the Mishnah. And we'll go back to the Mishnah Kipshuta, the Mishnah doesn't make any difference. And when the Mishnah says that the Chacham and Patev and Machana Erev, it includes all kinds of Erev.
Just curious, why would this Gemara totally exclude the position of the Rabbanim? If that's really the halacha, why would it just totally omit it? Is there a reason?
So, I mean, the Rishonim say because the Manda Omer and the Gemara, the Be'er Bianai, they held like Rabbi Akiva, and the Rishonim also mentioned that Stam Mishnayis, Rabbi Akiva's Timto, go according to Rabbi Akiva. So that's why this Gemara happened to have translated the Gemara like that. The fact that, you know, there's no mention of an argument on the whole concept of this, the whole direction over here. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't mention that.
Just as I want to make sure, the question is it okay? So let's say that you translate the Gemara like Rabbi Akiva. Maybe the Gemara would bring down a opinion chaylik on that. Just I'll feel, you know, this fine chance that we're passing, they don't bring an opinion chaylik on the view of the Gemara that usually I'm saying usually you'll